Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The passing of President George H.W. Bush has brought the whole nation to focus on his life and contribution that he made to our country. President Reagan brought the Soviet Union down, but President Bush managed the cleanup of the Cold War, and Eastern Europe emerged from the Berlin Wall. Although his service as president was only one term, he served President Reagan for 8 years as vice president. I don't need to dwell so much on his accomplishments because they have been all over the news. Let me tell you a little bit about the George Bush that I knew. When I arrived in Washington, D.C. as President Reagan's Secretary of Agriculture in 1981, that was when I first met Vice President Bush. He was aware that I was a runner, and one Friday he called me and asked if I would like to do a training run with him on Saturday. Well, he said, just meet me at my house. I did. His chauffeur drove us to a bike trail, and off we went. After the run, back to his house, where we would have a Coke. We did that many times. There was a 10K run, and he asked to see if I would do that run with him. I met him at his house, into the limo, and off we went. Just before the race was supposed to start, his security officer told me that the vice president wouldn't be able to do the run because they had been informed that President Reagan would be returning to the White House from the hospital. Now, you may recall he had been shot earlier that month. I did understand that the vice president should meet the president upon return from the hospital, but I asked if we couldn't just do the run. I said, we'll run fast. Well, the security detail agreed. We ran the race, jumped in the limo, and drove to the White House. We were both sweating from the run, and I wasn't aware, but Bush had his suit with him. He changed in the back of the limo with shirt and tie. He looked great, ready to meet the president. I looked a mess, shorts and sweaty shirt. Anyway, we did greet the president, and I tried to stay out of sight most of the time. I knew President Bush as a wonderful human being. He was on my farm in Illinois when we welcomed farm leaders from across the country. I'm happy that he has been receiving the gratitude and respect that he deserves. Next week, we'll talk about the Farm Bill and trade. And I am John Block from Washington.